Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Qayyum. When we mention the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many times there are names that are linked together. And frequently when we look in the Quran and when we call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his beautiful 99 names, we will find ourselves joining Al-Hayy with Al-Qayyum. And even in Ayatul Kursi from Surah Al-Baqarah, which we repeat frequently, we begin with Allahu la ilaha illa huwa Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. While we spoke about Al-Hayy in our last session, Al-Qayyum goes hand in hand with the idea of Al-Hayy, which means the living, and Al-Qayyum, which means the subsisting. What does that mean, the subsisting, and how does it relate to our lives in our relationships with our spouse and with our children? To subsist means to exist, but it goes even further than that because it means to exist in a timeless way. And this is truly an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at our relationships, whether it be with our spouse or with our children, we sometimes view those relationships as timeless as well, without realizing that the time that we spend here on this earth, in this dunya, with our children, with our spouse, is limited. It is not timeless. And the gift that we may have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of our children, in the form of our spouse, is not going to be without its tests. So as much as there is the blessing, there is also the test and the trials that may come along with that blessing. And so when we're going through difficulty, whether it be in raising our children or in trying to negotiate the perilous pitfalls of our relationships at times in our marriages, it's so important to recall that it is Allah alone, who is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, the living, the timeless, the one whose existence knows no end. Not our relationship, not this dunya, not what we do in this world in terms of living it day in and day out, but it is our actions that we engage in this world, in our relationships, that can make a difference in the akhirah. And it is our actions, our dua, our sincere seeking of that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our relationships that will be timeless. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, to allow us to recognize the value, the worth of our relationships in this dunya, to appreciate the good that comes from those relationships, but also to understand the difficulties and to recognize that those difficulties will not last forever, because there is something better. There is al-akhirah that we strive to gain through our good deeds in our relationships. Jazakum Allahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum.